Three gifts you won't find on Amazon. From Luke's Gospel, chapter 1. Nazareth was a small hill country town in the province of Galilee. It was known for its corruption, Roman idolatry, and promiscuity. It's the town about which Nathanael will later on laugh and say, "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" when he was told about Jesus. Yet in the midst of that darkness, God saw good. The heart of Mary, the heart of Joseph, her betrothed, and Gabriel came to visit and spoke of three gifts from God to Mary. And to us, gifts you will not find on Amazon. Now Mary is in the midst of a normal day, everyday activities, and I'm sure in her mind there were thoughts about her upcoming wedding, her husband-to-be, and their future together. And then suddenly the angel Gabriel appeared, and in verses 28 and 29 we hear God's first gift revealed. I'm going to start at 26 and catch us up. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. When I come home, Bonnie expects me to call out, "Hi Bonnie, it's David, I'm home." But if I were to come in and were to say, "Hello my beloved, you who are God's perfectly chosen bride for me, I am with you both to serve and support." She would be greatly troubled and wonder what these words would mean. Well, that's where Mary found herself. She was troubled by the words Gabriel had to say. He said to her, "You are highly favored, significant, valued, loved, and God is with you." Mary's response, natural response, was one of wonder at his words, one that questioned her value. You see, we don't often look at the holy person God intended us to be, because we see our weakness, our flesh, the part of us that doesn't look very holy or very valued. And we concentrate on that rather than seeing through God's eyes, created beings operating the way He created us to be. We are chosen by God, loved by God, equipped by God, and valued by God. And that brings us to the first gift to Mary and to us that you won't find on Amazon, and that is value. Not because of a role we play or a position we hold, but because we are God's daughter or God's son. We are not adequate in ourselves, but our adequacy comes from the Lord. In his second letter to the Corinthians, Paul said, "Not that we're fit, qualified and sufficient in ability of ourselves to perform personal judgments or to claim or count anything as coming from us, but our power and ability and sufficiency are from God." Then Gabriel continues in verses 30 through 33, and we see the second gift. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. God knows our unspoken concerns. He knows when our knees are shaking, when there's fear in our lives. And that's where Mary was, with a fear for the future. And immediately Gabriel addresses her, giving her the words of God. Mary, don't fear the future. I have told you that I value you. I have told you that I am with you, and we will walk into this future together. And that's the second gift that God gave Mary and to us that you won't find on Amazon. A wonderful gift, a gift of perspective. As we build a relationship with God, He wants us to see His purposes, His plans, His perspectives of ourselves, of our families, and our neighbors, so that we can follow His will. And speaking for God, Gabriel made three very clear points. Mary would be with child, she would bear a son, and she would name him Jehovah's Salvation, or Jesus. These are three simple pictures of a path that her life was going to take. We know the story of how Jesus' earthly life ended and what that must have meant and been to Mary, for her to deal with. And we can only imagine what she felt for her son. Yet this was the path that God chose for her, chose her to be the vessel through whom God, through whom Jesus would be birthed. And Mary's response, let the scholars debate. Let the Greek students debate. Let the Hebrew students debate. Mary answered the question once and for all, how can this be? I am a virgin. In another context, I think Mary might have said, hold on, bub, wait a minute. I can't be pregnant. I've never slept with a man. And the issue is settled by Mary. It's amazing how easy it is for us to accept in faith the miraculous work of God through the life of His Son. And yet we don't often see, or we're hesitant to see, how His power can work in us. And so, like Mary, our first question is often, how will this be? Paul told the Philippians in chapter 4, verse 13, what God said. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And he shared the words of God in his second letter to the Corinthians. That first was Philippians, the second from Corinthians. My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. God has an ultimate purpose. Not only in our lives, but in the world. And like Mary, we are His vessels through whom the love of Jesus is proclaimed. And the third gift is revealed in verses 35 through 37. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. She who is said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God. Basically, Gabriel said, Mary, just step back and let God do it. Don't be concerned about the details, your weakness, about what you feel you haven't yet acquired in life. God has a plan for His Son to be born, and you will be His mother. You can trust the power of the Most High God. You can have godly confidence. And that's the third gift that God gave Mary that you won't find on Amazon. Confidence. Not in yourself, but in God. And in what He can do in you and through you. Because of these gifts, Mary was able to answer in verse 38, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. What a testimony. There were fears that must have gone through her mind. She didn't know what Joseph's response would be to all of this. She didn't know what her family's response would be to all of this. In fact, if they followed the law to the letter, they would take her out and stone her. Because to be pregnant when you were engaged was adultery, and the penalty for adultery was death by stoning. But I'm sure she confidently said to herself over and over again, God said through the angel, do not fear. She'd heard the clear voice of the Lord to walk down this path, and she was willing to do it. And then Mary makes a 4-day journey to visit Elizabeth. And when Mary gets there, Elizabeth sings a joyous song, both of praise to the Lord and affirmation for what had happened in Mary's life, in verses 41 through 45. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she exclaimed, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who has believed what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. And Elizabeth confirms those three gifts to Mary. First, she confirms Mary's value by saying, blessed are you among women. Then the second gift, perspective, Elizabeth said, why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? And then her third statement was a sense of godly confidence when she said, blessed is she who has believed what the Lord said to her. What will be accomplished? If it was of God, it was going to happen. What a gift that we can give to each other, all in affirming one another's value. God has a miraculous plan for the people who dwell on this earth, and we are part of His plan. We can help one another understand the role He wants us to play, and what a gift it is to confirm that it is of God. It will happen. Let go and let God work in your life. And then in verses 46 through 48, Mary sang a song of response. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For He has been mindful of the humble state of His servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. Mary realized in her humble station and in her youth that God was mindful of her. What maturity she had to be able to stand before the Lord and say, be it unto me as you have said. Mary found her identity, her worth, her significance, her purpose in Him. And remembered, you are mindful of me. That servant heart is what God desires from all of us. And He desires that we understand our value in His eyes. And have the confidence that He is going to do a great work in us and through us. Those three gifts you won't find on Amazon. Value, perspective, confidence. And they're free because someone else has paid for them, for us.